Tom Karkle in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. AccuWeather forecast for today, going to be mainly cloudy, cooler, high of only about 53 degrees. 41 currently in Kenosha, 43 in Burlington, 40 still in Milwaukee and in Racine. Police in Racine arresting a suspect in the late Sunday morning shooting of a man near Jefferson Lighthouse School. Darnell Baker with a single gunshot wound to the chest. It was an argument with another man near West 6th and Jones Streets at about 11 o'clock in the morning, according to police officials. 33-year-old William Lockhart initially was taken into custody as a person of interest after a neighborhood canvass. Lieutenant Aldaze indicates Lockhart was then arrested. Online court records do not list any formal charges being filed yet in the case, though Lockhart is also facing some traffic matters. Those were filed a week ago today. 8 years in prison, the term for a 20-year-old Racine man who repeatedly stabbed a man during a street confrontation in July of 2013. Emilio Delgado also gets 7 years of extended supervision from Racine County Judge John Jude. Delgado pleading guilty to a reduced count of first-degree reckless injury versus the original attempted first-degree intentional homicide charge. Court records indicate Delgado and two other men approached the victim who was walking on Superior Street near Douglas Avenue. Delgado then accused of stabbing the man more than 25 times. The victim able to crawl to a home nearby and get help. Earlier this month, 19-year-old Joseph Delgado got 2 years of probation plus a year in jail for kicking at the victim after he'd been stabbed. The debate over the use of Kenosha Unified School District bathroom and locker room facilities by transgender students is continuing, but a dozen people addressing the Board of Education at last night's meeting. The current debate sparked by transgender student Ash Whitaker's run for prom king over at Tremper High School. Former board member Carl Bryant saying the district's current policy is a form of gender discrimination that violates federal law. It's Ash Whitaker talked to the board last night. He said district officials, they talk about protecting students, but he said apparently not all of them.
Although I am a student myself, where was this desire to defend students when sexual harassment claims are filed? I know many people in the district who had gone to the administration to complain, yet no action was taken. And if the rights to the bathroom someone identifies with are revoked to protect the safety of students or to prevent inappropriate behavior, wouldn't it be more reasonable to punish those students rather than punish transgender or gender nonconforming students?
Several of the board members said they felt that listening sessions ought to be held to include students to feel how they get the intent, how they feel about this whole particular issue. Meanwhile, the district's current policy remains under review. This morning, House Speaker Paul Ryan's offered comment on the so-called bathroom bill, sparking controversy all over the nation. On CBS's This Morning show, he said it's not an issue he really wants to get too involved in as a federal representative.
This is what our local governments and our state governments should litigate. And I think this is going to be churning in society, in our culture. And I think through consensus in our communities, we'll come to answers.
He calls it a difficult issue, but one that he should not insert himself into. And more than 500,000 people around the country are claiming they're going to boycott Target over its transgender bathroom policy, the one that he announced last week. U.S. Department of Justice putting out the approval, Charter Communications to buy Time Warner Cable, creating another cable giant. Mark Chase has the story.
Buying Time Warner Cable and Bright House Networks will turn mid-sized cable company Charter Communications into the country's number two internet provider after Comcast. The new Charter will be number three in video, trailing Comcast and AT&T, which bought DirecTV last year. Monday's approval by regulators comes with conditions meant to preserve competition and protect consumers. The deal affects 1 in 6 American households. I'm Mark Chase.
Gateway Technical College raising well over half of the $3 million originally sought for an endowment fund for its Gateway Promise program, and yesterday found out that the Obama administration might lend a helping hand. The White House announcing an offer of $100 million in competitive grants to help community colleges nationwide finance free tuition for deserving lower-income students. Gateway, one of 27 schools that have Promise programs already in place. Theirs featured in a White House conference call for reporters yesterday. Among the participants, longtime Gateway trustee Pamela Zena Richards and Fisk Johnson, chairman and CEO of Racine-based SC Johnson.
Skilled labor in our factories in this country is becoming more and more important, and that we need a labor force that can operate in a more computerized and more technically sophisticated environment.
$1.8 million has already been raised for Gateway's Promise program, total of $700,000 coming from SC Johnson and Fisk Johnson himself. The Mount Pleasant Village Board said no last night to seeking a Knowles Nelson Stewardship Fund grant from the state for paving just under a mile north from Highway 11 along the Pike River Corridor, putting a bridge over the river by Waxdale, and creating a small parking lot. Trustee Gary Feast had a problem with so much local money tied into this for the future, but yet other future cost increases that'll have to be addressed, not to mention, he said, safety issues going into the lot and trying to cross a busy state highway.
When we complete, which we are, for a ribbon-cutting ceremony from 11 South, I foresee that kids are going to be on their bicycles, and they're going to want to cross 11 to continue southbound or northbound. It's a great project, but financially, I think it's a lot to ask of this village in these fiscal times.
The vote was 4-3 against seeking that state grant. The board then unanimously did approve seeking a Knowles Nelson grant to restore some 15 acres of prairie in Smolensky Park. The process of approving and building a new village complex in Caledonia will take another step forward tonight as the Plan Commission has a public hearing on the required conditional use permit and then will consider that permit. Public meetings in the recent past have seemed to indicate support among the vast majority of village residents based on officials explaining problems with the current facilities, including lots of space limitation and mold. The proposed site is about 24 acres the village purchased a year ago near Crawford Park on Chester Lane. It's a new era for the Racine Unified School Board. Some new faces through numbered district voting, and the collective group, minus one, took the oath of office at district headquarters with a lot of family and friends in the audience.
Discharge the duties of the office.
Discharge the duties of the office.
Of member of the Board of Education.
Of member of the Board of Education.
Of the Racine Unified School District of Racine County.
Of the Racine Unified School District of Racine County.
To the best of my ability.
To the best of my ability.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations to all of you. If you would just...
Racine Circuit Court Judge David Paulson congratulating the group, reminding them of the words they swore to do about the job. Returning board members are Mike Frontier, Julie McKenna, Don Nielsen, Dennis Weiser. The newcomers, Michelle Duco, John Heckenlively, Steve Hooper, Matt Hanser, and Bob Whitke Jr., the latter, though not able to attend the meeting, he's already been sworn in. Board officers will be picked next week. In Kenosha Unified, the chair and the vice chair of the school board will be staying the same. It was the organizational meeting. Tamara Coleman re-elected. Rebecca Stevens also was nominated, but she didn't want the job.
It's best for me to step back from it because I know I don't have the votes, and so I'll move forward with, but I do appreciate your nomination.
Mary Snyder re-elected, the board's vice chair. Stevens and new board member Tony Garcia also taking the oath of office. And the Kenosha Fire Department's going to need a new chief. John Thompson announcing he's going to retire as of July the 19th after 32 years on the department, the last 10 as chief. His announcement coming literally just days after Kenosha's new police chief, Dan Miskinis, was sworn into office to replace John Morrissey, who had announced last year that he was going to be retiring. WRJN.com, that's our webpage. You have our newscast in the local news section anytime you want. And at WRJN News is for our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Karkle, WRJN News.